Second or two, I guess it's 3 o'clock. Okay, so hello everybody and welcome to the Voice Mobile. Joyce the Voice here, and it's been a bit of a hiatus the last couple of weeks because of the technology switching. Some of you know or don't know that I've had an issue with being able to play. I have a very large library of CDs, and the two CD players that are in the station were malfunctioning. That is, that they would not release my CDs, so that was making my life very challenging, to say the least. So, with my good friend and colleague here, Bob, we've been trying to navigate around that and getting some of my CD library onto my laptop, which I now thankfully have. And then also we're going to try to put things on a flash drive, a thumb drive, to see if those can go into the existing equipment that's here at the station. So it's a bit of a toss-up here how it's all going to go, but happy to be back in the station, I think. I don't know. It's always a bit dicey. Hats off to all those people who do shows on a regular basis and get it all organized and together. It's a lot of work. It's not a simple thing. So when you get to hear a show that's well put together, you know, it's really a wonderful thing that somebody has taken the time to pull together things that they think you'll enjoy, which is, you know, what I try to do. Those folks who give me feedback say that they have enjoyed the kind of things that I have been playing. And so, you know, I'd like to continue trying to do that, to offer that to you. A mixture of world music, a lot of music from Israel, Middle East, whether it's India, that's further east, sometimes Arabic music, sometimes Armenian, and I try to share information that's going on that you probably wouldn't hear elsewhere. And you know, I don't try to rehash what's on the regular network news feeds, because you don't need that from me. You can get that anywhere else. In fact, you try probably get away from it would be the idea. So having said all of that, I guess what we're going to do, what? I'm sorry. So the auxiliary two. No. I'm not sure what you're pointing at. Bob is giving me tech information and I'm not following him. So aux one is this one, right?
Yeah, but here's your thumb drive. There's your first song.
Oh. That's why I'm glad he's here.
Now, what we have to make sure. Okay, yes, CD3.
So what we have now is something queued up. Oh, some Dylan. All right. Well, that's good. I contain multitudes. Okay. We'll see what happens if we try to play this.
Fire.
Yeah. Oh, how gorgeous.
Today and tomorrow, and yesterday too. The flowers are dying like all things do. Follow me close, I'm going to Ballinali. I'll lose my mind if you don't come with me. I fuss with my hair and I fight blood feuds. I contain multitudes. Got a telltale heart like Mr. Poe. Got skeletons in the walls of people you know. I'll drink to the truth and the things we said. I'll drink to the man that shares your bed. I paint landscapes and I paint nudes. I contain multitudes. Red Cadillac and a black mustache, rings on my fingers that sparkle and flash. Tell me what's next. what shall we do? Half my soul, baby, belongs to you. Oh, well, can I frolic with all the young dudes? I contain a multitudes. I'm just like Anne Frank, like Indiana Jones, and them British bad boys, the Rolling Stones. I go right to the edge. I go right to the end. I go right where all things lost are made good again. I sing the songs of experience like William Blake. I've no apologies to make. Everything's flowing all at the same time. I live on a boulevard of crime. I drive fast cars and I eat fast foods. I contain multitudes. Pink pedal pushers, red blue jeans, all the pretty maids and all the old queens. All the old queens from all my past lives. I carry four pistols and two large knives. I'm a man of contradictions. I'm a man of many moods. I contain multitudes. You greedy old wolf, I'll show you my heart, but not all of it. All of the hateful parts. I sell you down the river. I put a price on your head. What more can I tell you? I sleep with life and death in the same bed. Get lost, madam. Get up off my knee. Keep your mouth away from me. I'll keep the path open. The path in my mind, I see to it that there's no love left behind. I play Beethoven sonatas, Chopin's preludes. I contain multitudes.
Some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the line, nobody world. Hey.
Put your hands together, please, for Chris Slither.
Let it fly, lonely cry, everybody's free. I will decide how I'll be tied, but freedom will be the death of me. We'll build the walls around our brain, leave these prisons in our chains and hold on. When I thought I had control, I tried, but now I would be satisfied to hold on. I thought I had control, I tried, but now I would be satisfied. Tell you what I'll say. My freedom will be measured by the length to which I'll disobey you. Tell me where to go, and I'll freely tell you no, but I will hold on. But leave me on my own, and I'll lock these shackles to my bones and hold on. Freedom for the soul is what we want. When it fades, we'll treat it like a burden till the devil feels he's underpaid. We'll drag that spirit door to door. Finally, it can't move no more, just holds on. Now the only thing that's truly free is this little voice that's telling me to hold on. For the soul is what we want, but when it fades, we'll treat it like a burden till the devil feels he's underpaid. We'll drag that spirit door to door. Finally, it can't move no more, just hold on. Till the only thing that's truly free is this little voice that's telling me to hold on. Yeah, the only thing that's truly free is this little voice that's telling me to hold on. The only thing that's truly free is this little voice that's telling me to hold on, hold on.
ocean of sadness and fears. I've been drowning these emotions now for too many years, but I keep on till tomorrow while I'm struggling through today. Somehow I keep hanging on, believing that help is on its way. And help is on its way. Oh yeah, on its way. I know I ain't today, and I'm wondering where's the lifeguard, 'cause just too many ain't been saved. So I'm crying in the shadows, trying to smile for those who need a little shade. And there ain't no one here left to follow, so I guess a new path needs to be paved. Guess a new path needs to be paved. Oh and dreamers seem to only learn the hard way. All those wars and battles that we fought, trying to make a change, but to youth there is no reason. There ain't nothing that you can say. You just don't look back and don't rush ahead. Seek forgiveness and learn to pray. Know that help is on. Oh yes, help is on. Oh yes, help is on. On his way. Of sadness and fears, we've been drowning these emotions now for too many years, but we keep on until tomorrow while we're struggling.
Yeah.
Okay, things are swimming along here. That was Laser Lloyd. Help is on the way. Oh boy, do we ever need it. Yes, that's from a CD called Tomorrow Never Comes. And before that, we heard from Gene Feinberg and Jazzphoria. The song is called Bluesworthy. Gene Feinberg and Jazzphoria. And we heard from Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower. Oh, I didn't put the capital L. All right. Are you experienced? Well, really? Are you stoned or are you experienced? Okay. And before that, Bob Dylan, I Contain Multitudes from the Rough and Rowdy Ways on Columbia Recording. All right. So WMFO Medford. I don't even know if I said that at the top of the hour. I don't think I did. This is The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. I probably didn't say that either, but here I am, in spite of myself, with with a co-pilot today.
Really?
Oh, what did I just do? What just happened? It's playing something.
That's, no, you've been talking.
Okay, it's just, but where did that music come from?
That's me.
That was your phone?
Turn it off, yeah.
That's hysterical. Okay, so let's see. There's so many things that I wanted to talk about and share with you the last couple of weeks, but, you know, I wasn't here, so I can't remember now what any of it was. There's been so much ridiculousness going on, but in spite of the ridiculousness, there's good things going on. I am dealing with my sweet little kitty that I have, my rescue kitty from Pennsylvania. He had a problem. He was scratching to the point where he was really hurting himself. So had to put him on a very special restricted diet. None of the tin food that he adores, with the, you know, the tuna and the chicken, you know, and all of the gravy and stuff. So only hard food. That's it. Duh. So, you know, how do you explain to a cat, I'm sorry, but I'm trying to help heal you. He's such a sweet kitty. And then today, I have the back door of my apartment has a screen door, and it goes out to the to a porch, a back porch, and to a garden, a yard. And my landlord has been away in Lebanon for 2 weeks, is back. And so I wanted to give him some stuff. So the kitty was right by the door, and of course he saw the outside. And I went, I can't really let the cat out. I mean, first of all, you have to have certain shots if you're going to let a cat out. And because, you know, he's a rescue cat, and because I lost my other cat to the outside, we don't know how or what. You know, I really don't want to do that, but it's hard because a cat wants to be a cat and go do cat things outside. So my girlfriend has her husband made a catio for her at their place out in the Cape, which is a fabulous enclosure that's safe, and they can be outside but not be lost. So, you know, you have to really own a place to be able to do that, or afford a very expensive prefab one. They have them for a couple hundreds of dollars, you know, online. I've seen them. And, of course, you'd have to still own a place to be able to put that up or have permission. So, you know, I don't know. We'll see down the road what's going to be. I'm renting, so, you know, I'm just very happy that I have a decent place and decent landlords. And I've had some real dogs over the past many years. So, you know, that's some of the stuff that I've been dealing with. And then trying to navigate, you know, how to get past all the technology glitches here at the station. And Bob has been so helpful. Got a DVD writer. And so that enables me to take my CDs and then put them up on my computer. And so ultimately, I have a very large library, so, you know, I don't have enough memory, I don't think, on the computer, but just to the beginning to do that. And then we're using something called a flash or a thumb drive to put some of the songs on, so that seems to be working. We'll see. And then I have, you know, I can play things from the computer or from the drive. So it's a bit of a rigmarole, you know. It's not exactly simple, which would be a lot easier if the equipment here was really, you know, up to snuff. But anyway, so that's my sorry tale. And I wonder if I can, maybe I'll do it in the next break. So I've told you who I've played, and we're going to go now to Something over here. Let's see if this works. Talk about eclectic, right?
Thank you. שהם רזות ואשובים, חיות שהם רזות ואשובים, מיום בריאו נכללו, מיום בריאו נכללו. כי הם עלי כיסו קרובים, כי הם עלי כיסו קרובים, יודו שמוי הללו, יודו שמוי הללו.
This is some important information. Very important. Walking, you know, with your 2 feet. Or you could do it on your hands, I suppose. But it's good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout. Walking is easy. Easy for them to say. Requires no special equipment. Yeah, you got to have some feet. And is good exercise for most adults. Feet or whatever. Or yes. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving. Or even taking public transportation. Hello, you're in Boston here. You better have a bike. Especially if you need the purple line, the green line, the orange line, pick three, and they won't be working. I can't even believe how people are going to deal with that. Their bosses have to be, what can they do? Sleep there overnight? Ridiculous. Anyhow, for example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Probably faster on bike, actually. Although, bicycling in this area, people are crazy. I think you take your life in your hands, but it says walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money. We always like that. And with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers, hello, on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. All right, so public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. All right, well, getting around in this town, you take your life in your hands. Walking being a pedestrian, my friend Mark was always saying, you know, you need special skills to be a pedestrian. And I was walking in the crosswalk in Cambridge in the daytime, and I almost got run over. There was somewhere, and they, oh, we couldn't see you. I'm wearing a light beige top. They couldn't see me. I'm like, hello. I was, you know, only but for the grace of God did they just ram right into me. And I'm not usually in the crosswalk. I might be near it, but I was Dafka in the crosswalk. So, yeah, have your wits about you and, you know, assume that people are stupid, not paying attention, and try to make eye contact, you know, before you actually venture anywhere near in front of a moving vehicle. By the way, I just had a very interesting thing. You know, I needed to get car service, you know, oil change, tire rotation, and, you know, it's never just that. It's always going to be something else and something else. Because I have this automated thing that says, okay, you need to do this, you need to, and I thought I had done it. Okay, but I couldn't find a receipt. I couldn't find it in my checkbook. Anyway, make a long story short, I went to have it done. Okay, you need an air filter for the inside of the car. You need an air filter for the engine. Yes, you do, and those are pricey. And then I had noticed that the headlights were very, very, they weren't nice and smooth and clean. And people were saying, oh, you could use toothpaste. I tried it. Nothing. Or you could use shaving cream. I didn't try that yet. Anyway, they buffed them. $75 per. But they look brand new. They look brand new. And the other thing, what was the other thing that had to happen? Oh, I had to have an inspection, and of course, one of the little lights was out. So instead of being $100 and something, it was like $350. Yeah, but it probably would have cost me more at the dealership. But there, I had a $250 credit. Too bad. What can I tell you? But they wouldn't have done this much, I don't think. So anyhow, it's owning a car, it's a blessing and a curse because they eat money. That's their job. We were coming back across on Sunday from Micro Center, and of course Memorial Drive closes down. Oh, you try to get from here to there. I'm in Watertown. You try to get from here to there with, oh, what a schlep. But we did it. At least there wasn't as much traffic as there might have been. Anyhow, we finally, you know, traversed the city and got to Heavenly Watertown, the place of many hills. All right, we're going to get back into some Eye in the Sky with Noah and the String Quartet here on the Voicemobile.
Oh, God. yes, Hashem, Tadizi, Yahadi, Heaven is my core, I will not feel all the core.
Al Kenyarim Rosh